Okay, welcome back, everybody, to 20-Minute Lamdos on the Parsha. So, Parsha's Mishpatim, the Torah tells us, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Alei Eli Hahara Vehyesham. Hashem says to Moshe to come up, Har Sinai, to be there. Ve'en Melachos, Luchos, Oeven, Ve'atorah, Ve'amitzvah, Asher Kosavti, Lo'orosam, same pasuk that we explained last week. Ve'en Melachos, Luchos, Oeven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give Moshe Rabbeinu the Luchos, Ve'atorah, Ve'amitzvah, Torah mitzvos asher kasavti larosam the Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives to Moshe to teach the people. The Gemara Brachos on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis quotes Rabbi Yishmael, who says that just as we have to say Birkas Hamazon on the pasuk that says Ala Aretz Hatova Asher Nosan Lach for the land that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the word Nesina, so too we have to make a bracha on the Torah because this pasuk, talking about Torah in our parsha, also has the word Nesina. Ve'etna lecha esluchos ho'even ve'atorah ve'amitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give. So just as we bench, because the pasuk uses the word give, ha'aretz hatov asher nosanach, so too we make a bracha on Torah because the pasuk says ve'etna lecha. So I want to discuss with you three questions on this sugya. Number one, what exactly is the significance of deriving Birkas HaTorah from this pasuk? Ve'et nelecha es luchos ho'even. Number two, and this is what we're going to spend the most time discussing, what type of bracha is Birkas HaTorah? And number three, what are the practical ramifications of how we organize and categorize the bracha of Birkas HaTorah? So let's get right to it in terms of the sug of Birkas HaTorah. What type of bracha is it? In what category of brachos would we place it? So the background to this is the Gemara that you saw during Seder, Brachos Yud Aleph Amid Beis, which questions what exactly is the text of Birkas HaTorah. And it quotes Shmuel, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, who says, Asher kedishanu b'mitzvos ha'vitzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. We have a mitzvah to study Torah, we make a bracha on studying Torah. The Gemara then quotes Rabbi Yochanan, who adds either to that bracha or a third bracha, that's machlokas and rishonim, whether we count the brachos as two or three, who adds the words harevna, that according to many, including Rashi, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make the word sweet for us. And then at the end, the Gemara quotes Rav Hamnuna, the me'ula shebe brachos, the finest, the choicest of all of the brachos, which is the last asher bach harbanu mikolo amim v'nasal nanu es torasso, the bracha that's used for both learning Torah privately, as well as laning. When you get an aliyah, you say Asher Baruch Harbanu. And the Gemara says, Hilkoch Nimrinu Lekulhu. So once this is the choicest of all brachos, then we say all of these options. We say Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvos HaVitzivanu La'asum Kedivrei Torah, we say Harevna, and we also say Asher Baruch Harbanu Mikolo Amin. So the question that should really bother us when we see this sugya is, for what other mitzvah do we have so many brachos? Say multiple brachos on one mitzvah? Why is it that there are multiple brachos for Birkas HaTorah? And the truth is that each of these brachos highlights or accentuates a different theme and maybe reflects, maybe it indicates a different category of bracha for each of these brachos. What do we mean by that? Well, one option in terms of how we could formulate or categorize Birkas HaTorah is to dub it a Birkas HaMitzvah. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, the greatest of all mitzvos is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We make brachos before we do mitzvos, that's a Birkas HaMitzvah, so too, before we learn Torah, we should make a bracha. And that's certainly what the Nusach of Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvos of Vitzivanu Lasok B'divrei Torah sounds like. That's a Birkas HaMitzvah, that's the classic text for a Birkas HaMitzvah. So maybe we should infer that Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaMitzvah. And indeed, the Aruch HaShulchan in Aruch Chaim Mem Zayin explains that this is Shitas HaRambam. The Achronim are bothered by why the Rambam does not count Birkas HaTorah as a mitzvah bifnei atzma, as an independent mitzvah. Some deduce from there that it must be the Rambam felt that Birkas HaTorah is derabanan. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says no, that's a mistaken inference. The Rambam feels that Birkas HaTorah is a mitzvah deoraisa, but it's not an independent mitzvah. Rather, it's a corollary of a pre-existing mitzvah. What mitzvah is that? Talmud Torah. So since there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, there's also a bracha on Talmud Torah, and that is the Birkas HaMitzvah of Alasuk B'Divrei Torah. The Gra in Mem Zayin, or Aruch Chaim Mem Zayin, also seems to adopt this approach, because the Achronim are bothered, even the Rishonim before the Achronim are bothered, why is it that women say Birkas HaTorah? Women are not obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Gemara and Kiddushin, that women are exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So why do they say the bracha of Birkas HaTorah? The Gra says, you know what? In Achinami, women are exempt from saying Birkas HaTorah. The only thing is that just like women can say a bracha on a mitzvah, sesei she'azman grama, if they choose to, at least according to Rabbeinu Tam, says the Gra, so too they can say Birkas HaTorah. But what's the basic assumption of the Gra? The basic assumption is that the bracha is a Birkas HaMitzvah. And since women are exempt from the mitzvah, they shouldn't have to make the bracha. The only thing is, they can choose to make the bracha if they want to. So this is one stream of thought, one channel, one avenue to pursue, that Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaMitzvah. Changing gears, let's turn our attention to the final of the Birkas HaTorah, the Me'ula Shebebrachos, Asher Bochar Bonu Mikolo Amim and Osan Lanu Es Torosa. What type of bracha does that sound like to you? Yonatan?
No.
A Birkas Shevach Ve'odah, where we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having given us the Torah. We're thanking Hashem for having given us Kihem Chayinu Vorech Hameinu, for enlivening us with the Torah. That's certainly what the Nosach of Asher Bochar Bonu Mikolo Amim indicates. And the truth is that the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis uses the same pasuk that we've discussed in Shir from Brachos Mem Hei Amid Aleph, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Lelokeinu. We discussed that pasuk with respect to Zimun, but earlier in the Masechta, the Gemara in Brachos Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, I'm sorry, I should have said, Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph uses that pasuk as the source for Birkas HaTorah. And the Ramban, in his Hasagos, on the Sefer HaMitzvot of the Rambam, in Mitzvah Tesvav, he says that the Rambam forgot to count a mitzvah. What's that mitzvah? Birkas HaTorah. Because according to the Ramban, Birkas HaTorah is an independent mitzvah deoraisa. In addition to Talmud Torah, there's another mitzvah called Birkas HaTorah. And the source for that mitzvah is Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu. And the Ramban is very clear that the nature of this bracha is to express our thanksgiving, our praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having given us the opportunity to study Torah in this world. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzav Lamed says that if that's the case, so then when are women obligated to say Birkas HaTorah, or for, to say better, which of the brachos are women obligated to say Mida Oraisa? Only Asher Bachar Banu Mikolo Amin. Because there's no reason to distinguish between men and women when it comes to praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having given us the Torah. But the bracha of Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvosav and Tzivanu Lasuk B'divrei Torah, which is a Birkas HaMitzvah, so then in Achinami, women would not be obligated to say that bracha midoraisa. That's the way the Minchas Chinuch explains in Mitzvah Tav Lamed. So Dani, we have a nafkamina between the brachos, right? Because each bracha is really a different type. And therefore, according to the Minchas Chinuch, one applies to women on the deoraisa level and another applies to women only on the derabanan level. Depends whether it's a Birkas Shevach or a Birkas HaMitzvah. Those are the two primary ways of looking at Birkas HaTorah. And there is a third. The third is a famous comment of the Levush, Rav Mordechai Yaffa in Simin Mem Zayin of Orech Chaim, where the Levush writes, Aryeh, listen to this. The Levush says that Birkas HaTorah is ke'in, it's a quasi Birkas HaNehenin, a bracha on benefit, on hana. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, it considers the possibility that we would derive a bracha rishona on food based on a kal vachomer from Birkas HaTorah. The Yerushalmi also has this, where we make a comparison, a link between Birkas HaTorah and Birkas HaNehenin. And the indication might be that just like we make a bracha on physical hana'ah, so too, we have to make a bracha on the hana'ah for the neshama. And that's essentially what the Levush is saying. And which of the brachos accords best with that perspective? The harevna. Harevna, according to many, means make the Torah sweet to us. We're experiencing the pleasantness of the Torah. The Levush writes that there are two birkas ha-Torah, asher kedushanu v'harevna is one, and then asher b'ochar banu mikolo amim. And the Levush writes that every day when we say those two Birkos HaTorah, I bet you never thought of it like this. The Levush says One is a bracha achrona on the Torah that you learned the day before. And the second bracha is a bracha rishona on what you're about to learn. Just like when it comes to Birkas Hanen, and we have a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona, so too when it comes to Torah, you have a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. Why don't you make the bracha achrona before you go to sleep? The Levush says, because you're always obligated to learn Torah. Even in your dreams, you should be thinking about Torah. So you can't make the bracha achrona yet. Only when you wake up and you've had a hefsek from the Torah, you can make the bracha achrona. This is Levush talking. So what we have here, the Gemara Brachos Yud Aleph Amid Beis, three different texts or three different formulations of Birkas HaTorah, each one highlights a different theme of Birkas HaTorah. Birkas HaMitzvah, Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvot Sovetivanu, Birkas HaSherach Ve'odah, Asher Baruch Harbanu, Birkas HaNenin, HaRevna. Now there are many nafkamina, many practical ramifications between these different categorizations or characterizations of Birkas HaTorah. Number one, when you say Birkas HaTorah, do you have to learn Torah right away on the spot? What do? We say the Psukim, we say Yivarechacha, we say Elu Dvarim, right, both in the Mishnah and the Brayis. So we say Torah Shebichsav, we say some Mishnah, we say some Gemara. Why do we do that? So there is a Yerushalmi that says that when one says Birkas HaTorah, he should be lomed al atar. He should learn on the spot, meaning immediately. There should be a juxtaposition, Zeke, between Torah and Birkas HaTorah. And therefore, Tosos quotes the minhag of some in France to say these psukim, or these mishnayos and brisos, right after Birkas HaTorah. However, Tosos says over there, and Rabbi Yonah and the Rosh agree, that when you're saying the regular Birkas HaTorah in the morning, not Ava Rabba, not counting Ava Rabba in Birkas Kriyas Shmaizir Birkas HaTorah, but you're going about your business in the regular way, you're saying the Birkas HaTorah in the morning, that's the case. They say that actually you don't have to learn right away on the spot. Your bracha could be good even if you don't learn on the spot. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? Why would we require you to learn on the spot? Why would we suffice if you didn't learn on the spot? So one way of formulating the Machlokas is that perhaps they're arguing about the nature of the bracha. If we look at the bracha like a Birkas HaMitzvah is always followed immediately by the mitzvah. You can't have a hefsek between the Birkas HaMitzvah and the mitzvah itself, between the bracha and the asiyah. So too over here, you make the bracha, and then you do the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah to learn? However, if it's a Birkas HaShavach, and the same would be true for Birkas HaNen. If it's a Birkas HaShavach Ve'odah, though, so then we could make we could consider the argument that you can express thanksgiving for the Torah, and then later on you fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Who says that they have to go together? Now the truth is that the Beis Yosef doesn't explain the Machlokas this way. The Beis Yosef in Arachai Mem Zayin explains that everybody agrees that it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. The only question is there a problem of hefsek, of interruption, when you make the bracha without doing the mitzvah? Some say yes, and that's why you have to learn right away. Some say no. Why? Because there's an obligation to learn Torah at all times. And since you're always in the position of being obligated to learn, there's no such thing as a hefsek between the bracha and the learning itself. Halacha l'maisa, we have the minhag to say these psukim, and one should not interrupt between Birkas HaTorah and saying the psukim of Yivarechacha and doing some learning. However, if you did interrupt, so the Mishnah Berurah says you don't repeat Birkas HaTorah, rather what you do is you have in mind during Ava Rabba that should count as your Birkas HaTorah, and then right after davening, you learn a little bit. Another practical ramification. Can women say Birkas HaTorah for men? Sometimes this arises on Tikkun Leil Shavuos. If you have no one else to be, you're in a suffix of whether to say Birkas HaTorah or not because you didn't fall asleep during the night. During the COVID years, we had nobody to say Birkas HaTorah for us. Can your wife say Birkas HaTorah for you? So the Gra writes that no. Why? Because according to the Gra, a woman is really exempt from Birkas HaTorah. She's saying it petoras reshus. She's saying it because she can opt in, but she's not obligated. Since her status is an opt-in, but your status is an obligation, she cannot say it on your behalf. However, the Bir Halacha writes in Mem Zayin that according to the approach that a woman says Birkas HaTorah, because even though she's fundamentally exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, she does need to learn Torah in some situations. What does she need to learn Torah for in order to understand the things that she needs to do? She needs to learn Halacha Lamaisa, all of the different aspects of her life. So there are parts of Torah that she has to learn. That's what some of the Rishonim explain, is why she's obligated to say Birkas HaTorah. If you say like that, then she's obligated, just like a man is obligated, she could say it on behalf of the man. And according to the Minchas Chinuch, that she's obligated midoraisa to say Asher Bachar Banu, the Birkas Shavach Ve'oda, so then her chiyuv is no different from a man's chiyuv. So therefore, according to that perspective, she could say it on behalf of others. Now, to wrap up our discussion here, I want to share with you a final approach that I think really integrates everything that we've said so far. Rabbi Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, the Brisker Rav, quotes his father, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik Zatzal. This is in Chidushei HaGriz Brachos Yod Aleph Tezayin. He quotes Reb Chaim as developing or advancing a nuanced and mechudash approach to why it is that women are obligated to say Birkas HaTorah. And Reb Chaim says that Birkas HaTorah is not a bracha on the mitzvah of learning. What it is a bracha on what we call the Cheftza Shel Torah. Which means that when a human being, when a person, when an adult encounters the Torah, when an adult has an experience of learning, a confrontation with the Torah, an encounter with Torah, so then as the Griz says it, Torah ba'i bracha. The Torah beckons of the person to respond or at least anticipate it with a bracha. When you have a relationship with Torah, which comes about via the learning of Torah, you need to respond with a bracha. It's the Torah that requires the bracha. It's not the mitzvah of learning that requires the bracha. It's the encounter with the entity of Torah, of Divar Hashem, that a human being needs to respond with, wow, I'm struck. I need to respond with a bracha. That's Reb Chaim's approach. And there's much evidence to this idea. We saw in the Gemara Brachos Yud Aleph Amid Beis. So Aaron, you told me the Gemara is a chain reaction, right? Because it quotes some Amoraim who say Birkas HaTorah is required only for Torah Shebichsav. And then some who say only for Torah Shebichsav and Mishnah. And then some who say only for Torah Shebichsav, Mishnah, and Medrash. And then the final opinion that says Torah Shebichsav, Mishnah, Medrash, and Gemara, and Talmud. And of course we say Birkas HaTorah on all types of Torah. So why did the Gemara go through all those hula hoops? Why did it go through all those stages of Amoraim who say Birkas HaTorah on this, but not on that? And furthermore, why would I say Birkas HaTorah on Torah Shebichsav, but not on Torah Shebal Peh? The Imak Bracha asks this question. If anything, I would have said the opposite, because Torah Shebal Peh is the Iker Torah. That's how we know how to paskin. That's how we know how to live life. Why would I think to make a bracha only on Torah Shebichsav, but not on Torah Shebal Peh? Remember last week, we quoted the Gemara Brachos Daf Hey Amid Aleph, Ve'etna Lacha Es Luchos Ho'even Ve'atorah Ve'amitzvah Asher Kosavti Lo Rosam. And the Gemara Brachos Daf Hey Amid Aleph says that this pasuk is teaching us the distinct categories of Torah: the Aseres Hadibros, Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara. And we pointed out that although Torah, of course, is a conglomerate, all of it is considered Devar Hashem, that Devar Hashem can be broken up into individual categories that each one has its own unique features to it. So I think what the Gemara over here is saying is that, according to Reb Chaim's approach, maybe you could have made an argument that an encounter with a specific category of Torah is what requires the bracha. If the bracha were just on learning Torah, there shouldn't be any distinction between these categories. But if the bracha is on the relationship, the encounter, the confrontation, so then we can distinguish between the categories. And in fact, the Baal Amor, Brachos Heim and Beis and the Daf Arif says that the three brachos of Asher Kedishanu, Va'arevna, and Asher Bochar Banu, they correspond to three different categories of Torah. Torah, Medrash, and Mishnah. And the Raivin over there says, Baal Amor, what are you talking about? What's the difference between all of them? It's all Torah at the end of the day. But the answer is because the bracha is not just a bracha on a mitzvah. It's a bracha on the entity of Torah. And each of these entities is distinct and unique. Perhaps that's why the Rambam's bracha is al divrei Torah. Not lasok b'divrei Torah. Not in the act of learning and studying, but al divrei Torah. On the object. On the object of Torah. That becomes the subject of the bracha. In fact, the Rambam categorizes Birkas HaTorah in nowhere else but Hilchos Tefillah. Why Hilchos Tefillah? In his chapter about Birchos HaShachar, about the brachos that we make every morning. Why would the Rambam put Birkas HaTorah there? He should have put it in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Perhaps the Rambam places Birkas HaTorah as part of Birchos HaShachar, because what he's trying to say is that incumbent upon us is to have a daily expression of our recognition of the gift of Torah, our relationship with Torah. Each and every day, a Jew reflects on what it means to have a relationship with the Torah. And at the end of the day, that's because, as the Ramban writes so beautifully in his Hakdama to the Perash Al HaTorah, that's because the Torah is Shemosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is our encounter with Hashem. It's meeting the divine. It's a rendezvous with God. And when you have that relationship with the name of Hashem, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of you through the prism of his Torah, that beckons a bracha. And so perhaps, according to this approach, we can say that yes, the three brachos highlight three different themes. Mitzvah, Hana'ah, Shevach v'Hodah. But all three are really one. Because what they're meant to do is convey and express what is our holistic approach, what is our holistic perspective on what it means to have a relationship with Torah. On the one hand, we are commanded to learn. This is the ultimate of commandments. In addition to that, it's hana'ah. It's something that sustains us. Ki him chayinu v'orech yomeinu. And lastly, shavach v'hoda'ah. We are incredibly, incredibly indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having given us the opportunity to live a life of Torah. And that's why the Gemara in Nedarim Pei Aleph Amud Aleph says, Al ozva mes torasi, that we lost the Beis HaMikdash not because we didn't study Torah, but because we didn't say Birkas HaTorah. Because a person can learn, but still have abandoned the Torah. Because if a person learns without having a genuine and deep and real relationship with the Torah, then the Torah is missing. Our recitation of Birkas HaTorah, and our internalization of all of these themes, Shevach, Hana'ah, Mitzvah, all of which come together to form the bracha, that is our response and anticipation to Chefetz Shel Torah, that's what ensures that we appreciate the unparalleled greatness that is our Torah HaKadosha, our one and only way of life. Wish everybody a beautiful Shabbos.